听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Rachel.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. We're on our third day of talking about holiday movie magic. We've talked a lot about different kinds of films that we'll see this month. We looked at some animations, some romantic comedies, some spy thrillers.
That's right. There's something for everyone. And we have more films to talk about today, including the first one, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Ooh, that sounds like a fun and exciting movie. So we have much more to tell you about today, don't we, Steve?
It does sound exciting, Rachel. Well, what kind of movie is this movie? Let's find out as we begin reading. We're on page 12, line 5.
At the movies, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Keanu Reeves stars in this remake of the 1951 science fiction classic. An alien and his robot arrive from outer space to warn the human race that Earth may be destroyed. Jennifer Connelly co-stars as the young woman who befriends and tries to protect Reeves' character. The Tale of Despero. This animated film is based on a children's bestseller about a mythical kingdom named Dor. A tiny mouse with oversized ears named Despero lives there. He is determined to save the kingdom from the gloom that has left the king brokenhearted. Despero uses his bravery and courage to make things right. Marley and Me. Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston star in this film adaptation of John Grogan's best-selling book. In it, a family learns some important life lessons from their playful dog named Marley. Yes Man. Jim Carrey stars in this comedy about a man who decides to say yes to everything for an entire year. The resulting confusion changes his life in funny but rewarding ways.
Well, let's look at our first film today. It's called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And we have quite a picture of this on page 12 in your magazine. And it looks kind of like a bit scary, a bit exciting. I'm sure it's some sort of adventure as well.
Okay, first of all, we need to know that the Earth that we're on right now is moving, and it's moving very quickly through space, and it's also rotating. Now, this movie says, what happens when the Earth stops moving, when it stands still? And so Keanu Reeves, stars in this remake of the 1951 science fiction classic to answer that question.
That's right. And so if you like science, if you like pondering these kinds of things, like what would happen if the Earth stood still, well, then this movie is perfect for you. Let's look first at that word remake. We said that Keanu Reeves stars in this remake of the 1951 science fiction classic. A remake just means that it's a new production of a film that has already been produced. So it's kind of like taking an old film and doing it again, remaking it, making another film, more modern.
That's right. It's the same story, but just different actors and maybe a different setting. It's a remake. And it's a science fiction film. Let's look at this. Science fiction, what is that? It's a story that's usually affected by our imagination, developments in science. For example, traveling in time. That's a perfect example of science fiction. What would it be like to get into a machine and travel back into time?
That's right. Steve, just out of curiosity, do you like science fiction films? Is that the kind of film you enjoy watching?
Generally, no, but there are some, Rachel, I do enjoy. I do enjoy a good science fiction film. Not generally if it's involving aliens or outer space, but other things, yes.
Yes, some people are really into these kinds of films. They don't just read or watch science fiction movies, they also read science fiction books. So it's a whole genre that is really appreciated by some people. Not my favorite, but this particular movie sounds a little bit interesting. So let's see what happens in this movie. An alien and his robot arrive from outer space to warn the human race that Earth may be destroyed. So there's going to be an alien that plays a big role in this movie, Steve.
Apparently, he's a friendly alien because he's warning us humans that the Earth might be destroyed. What is an alien? An alien is a creature from another world. And we've never really confirmed that aliens do indeed exist. That's why we can call it science fiction.
That's right. But a lot of people love to wonder about this, to speculate about aliens. And so if you enjoy that kind of thing, this movie is just right for you. Well, Jennifer Connelly is the female actress, the lead role in this movie, and she co-stars with Keanu Reeves as the young woman who befriends and tries to protect Reeves' character. So she plays a big role as well, and she befriends him. That means she becomes his good friend.
Apparently, Keanu Reeves' character is in some kind of danger, and this character played by Jennifer Connelly will try to protect him. So find that. Look for that movie if you enjoy science fiction this holiday season. Let's go on to line 11 for our next movie, The Tale of Despereaux. Tale of Despereaux. That's a funny word, Rachel.
It looks a bit French to me, Despereaux,
yeah.
Because of the way it's spelled. It ends in an A-U-X. So let's talk about who Despereaux is. This animated film, as we read here, is based on a children's bestseller about a mythical kingdom named Dor. D-O-R. So first of all, let's look at that word mythical. If something is mythical, Steve, it's not true necessarily, right?
Right.
It's a myth. It's kind of make-believe.
It's imagined or invented. That's right, Rachel. It exists only in ancient stories. And so this mythical place called Dor is in the movie. And I guess this movie is also an animation, right, Rachel? And it features this mouse named Despereaux. And I think that word is connected somehow to the word desperate, okay, or somebody who is in despair, someone who wants to give up. So that's the name of this mouse.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of too as I heard this movie. It was like a desperate situation. Well, again, this animated film, of course, is based on a children's bestseller, which means it's a very popular book. And in this story, there's a tiny mouse with oversized ears, and of course his name is Despereaux, very big ears, and he is determined to save the kingdom from the gloom that has left the king brokenhearted. So for some reason, the king has a broken heart.
Okay, and this mouse with big ears is determined to bring happiness back to the kingdom. Now, gloom is a feeling of great sadness because there's a lack of hope, and this mouse hopes he can change all of that.
That's right. So he wants to change the gloom into happiness, and he uses his bravery and his courage to make things right. So he might be a little tiny mouse, but sounds like he has a big heart, and he's a brave little mouse, and I'm sure this is a wonderful movie for children to watch, especially if they've already read the story.
Good point, Rachel. Well, friends, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a few more movies. Please stay with us. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We're on page 13 if you've just joined us, and we're talking about some great holiday movies.
We sure are. And before the break, we learned about two new movies that are coming out very soon. And one of them is called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And the second one is A Tale of Despereaux. Very different movies. One is a science fiction movie, and the other is kind of an animated movie, probably more geared toward children.
Okay, this next movie is interesting. It's called Marley and Me. And Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston star in this film adaptation of John Grogan's best-selling book. Now, when I think of these two actors, Rachel, I immediately think of some kind of comedy, but I understand that this story has a serious side to it as well.
Definitely. Now, many people know Jennifer Aniston from the TV sitcom Friends. I think that's quite popular in Asia as well. In fact, a lot of people, when they meet me and they hear my name is Rachel, the first thing they say is, "Oh, Rachel, like Rachel on Friends." And of course, that's played by Jennifer Aniston. So she's quite a popular movie star. And no, I don't even come close to achieving her kind of status.
Okay. Well, like a lot of good movies, they start as a book. And this movie is no exception. This started as a best-selling book by John Grogan. Let's back up. It's an adaptation. So that means the book was written first, and someone said, hey, that would make a great movie. Let's turn it into a movie. And that's what adaptation means, right?
That's right. And this happens quite often, Steve. Many movies are adaptations from books. And a lot of times, I like to read the book first because sometimes it gives you more of a picture, but sometimes it's also good to see the movie afterwards. You can see two different perspectives. So, again, if you've read this book, I hope you get a chance to see the movie. And what is this story about?
In it, a family learns some important life lessons from their playful dog named Marley. Apparently, Marley is a good dog, but he's also a naughty dog. And so there's a little struggle there between the dog and the owner. And this movie kind of brings to light some things that the owners learn because of the dog's behavior.
Well, this definitely is true, isn't it? We can sometimes learn important life lessons even from animals. And so I think if you enjoy animals, if you love dogs, this is a good movie to see. Maybe it's kind of a heartwarming movie, a little bit funny, a little bit serious, but with a good message. Well, Steve, let's move on to our last movie that we're going to talk about here in line five, and this movie is called Yes Man.
Okay, what is a yes man? Have you ever met a yes man? Are you a yes man? A yes man is someone who always agrees with a superior, maybe your boss or a teacher. You don't even think about it. You always just say, yes, yes. You always agree with your boss. You don't want to upset your boss.
Steve, I'm not a yes woman, I'm sorry to say, but I have met some people who I would call yes people, and they typically answer yes. Well, what would happen if you always answered yes? This is an interesting question to pose, and that's what this movie is about. And the funny man Jim Carrey is the star in this film, and anytime he's in a movie, he brings in big results because he is a funny guy.
I like these kinds of movies. What would happen if we did this for a time? Remember his movie, Liar, Liar? That was kind of a great movie that he could not tell a lie for one day. And that brought some very, very funny results.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like this movie is the same way. He is going to say yes to everything for an entire year, not just for a day. Wow. Well, the resulting confusion changes his life in funny but rewarding ways. So maybe this is also kind of a touching movie. I'm sure you'll laugh a lot, but also it'll give you something to think about.
Okay, so sometimes it's good to say yes when someone asks you for help. Maybe we need to say yes more in that way. But in other times, we need to learn how to say no, too. So I think there are going to be some funny situations in this movie.
For sure. And our author says that, remember, there will be rewarding things as well that he will learn during this situation. And rewarding is one of our vocabulary words. So let's look at that very quickly. It's an adjective. If something is rewarding, then it gives you personal satisfaction or a reward, I guess we could say. So I hope that sometimes you do something that is rewarding because that helps you feel like you've made a difference, like you have some personal satisfaction.
That's a good definition, Rachel. Well, I think out of all the movies we talked about these last few days, Yes Man looks most appealing to me.
Yes, that looks appealing to me as well. I think I'd like to see that one. And I'd also like to see that romantic comedy with Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn about the Christmases, just because I like both of those actors.
You're right, Rachel. That one promises to be good, too. Well, we do have some movie trailers for you to watch. Enjoy these, and then we'll be back with some review questions.
the first word we learn.
No.
And some people...
I'm having a funny hat and or wig party.
Sucks I'm going to be out of town.
You don't know what day it is.
When is it?
Friday.
I'm out of town.
Never grow out of it.
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
No means no.
Hey, want to rock out tonight? Oh, it's you. Let me guess. No.
Yep.
Yes.
No, I meant yes to your no.
But this Christmas...
What was that you said?
No.
Yes.
Yes!
Carl is about to discover...
I do want to take guitar lessons. I do want to learn how to fly.
Yes, I would like to learn Korean.
What he's always been missing.
So wait, you can say yes to everything.
Exactly. I wasn't open to stuff, and now I am. Things are changing for me.
Yo, Carl, hitting the clubs, got a case of Red Bull, gonna pull an all-nighter. You down?
Yes!
Jim Carrey.
I never had a Red Bull before, but I had a Red Bull last night. I really like Red Bull.
Yeah, you seem a little hyper.
Hey, after we chug, we should get a Red Bull.
Okay, that'd be really
Red Bull.
That sounds
Red
like...
Red Bull.
I think I'd really...
Red Bull!
Excuse me, can I...
Absolutely!
Oh, I don't think that's what she was asking for.
Was I chewing gum before?
Yes, man.
제가 천천한 친구 역할인데요. 나를 굉장히 싫어해요.
Science fiction. Steven likes to read about life on other planets. He's a science fiction fan. Alien. Some people believe aliens live on Mars. Gloom. Gloom filled the room when everyone discovered they'd failed the test. Rewarding. Working with children is very rewarding.
Hi friends, I'm Ken, and this is Naomi.
And this week in the chat room, we've been talking about holiday movies. All of them sound really entertaining, don't they?
And funny too. Even the titles are humorous, like Yes Man. The main character decides to say yes to everything for an entire year, so he's called Yes Man.
Well, it is funny, Ken, but this is really a term we sometimes say when we're talking about business. A yes man is someone who always says yes to his boss.
But it's good to agree with your boss.
It is, but a yes man never even questions what he's asked to do. He's so worried about making his boss like him that he always just agrees with everything his boss says.
Oh, kind of like a puppy.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe a yes man.
一个 yes man 照字面上的解释就是一个只会说 yes 的人。Yes man 通常是用来形容一个没有主见、唯唯诺诺的人。Yes man 是一个对于上司所交代的这个命令一律服从，凡事都是说 yes 的人。Are there any other words to describe people at the office?
Well, some workers don't really do that much work. They just show up late, surf the internet all day, and never seem to finish any tasks. If you have a coworker like this, she's a slacker.
That sounds negative. Can we use this in school as well?
Sure, a student who isn't focused on his studies and never finishes his homework is also a slacker.
So what's the opposite of a slacker?
I'd say a go-getter. A go-getter is ambitious, with lots of energy and good ideas. Maybe you know someone like this. She works hard and thinks creatively. She gets good grades, or she gets promoted often. She is a go-getter.
Slacker 是个工作很混、爱偷懒、能不做事就不做事的人。相反的是一个 go-getter。Go-getter 照字面上就是一个很会 go-get 进取、上进的人。
Now all you go-getters, keep your magazines open. Michelle is going to give us some language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们看 remake 这个名词。
R-E 这个字首有再一次的意思，所以 remake 是指重新设置的影片。例如 Harrison Ford starred in the remake of Sabrina， 哈里逊福特在《新龙凤配》这部电影中担纲演出，或者是 the remake of the film King Kong received a lot of attention， 金刚这部老片重拍受到许多注目。接下来我们看的是 gloom 这个名词， gloom 是指忧郁或悲哀。例如 the writer's work is full of despair and gloom， 这位作者的作品充满了绝望和忧郁。或者是 the family has lived in gloom ever since the tragedy， 自从这场悲剧发生之后，这个家庭活在一片愁云惨雾之中。 gloom 也指幽暗或黑暗，例如 the boat slowly vanished into the gloom， 这艘船慢慢地消失在黑暗中。最后我们看的是 rewarding 这个形容词，它原本是 reward 奖励这个动词的现在分词，这边当形容词意思是指有益的、值得的或者是有报酬的。例如 teaching is a very rewarding career， 教书是一份很有价值的事业。或者是 our trip to Africa was a very rewarding experience， 这趟非洲之旅是一个非常有意义的经验。And it is rewarding to come into your home every day. See you next time. Bye bye.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, let's review for a minute. Please close your magazines and see if you remember the answer to these questions. Number one, in the day the Earth stood still, why did an alien visit Earth? Is it A, to sing karaoke? B, to make friends with Keanu Reeves? C, to warn humans about coming destruction. Ooh, which one is it? Do you remember?
Rachel, I think I have heard aliens singing karaoke last weekend.
Really?
So maybe, no, just joking. It was C, to warn humans about coming destruction. Okay, number two, Marley and Me is an adaptation of a best-selling what? A, video game. B, book. Or C, comic book. Do you remember the answer to this one?
I know this one. It's letter B. It's an adaptation of a best-selling book actually written by a man named John Grogan. Well, friends, we hope you get to experience a bit of Hollywood or holiday movie magic.
That's right. If you watch one of these movies and you love it, write us and tell us about it.
Now let's listen to today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
Are there angels watching over me?
Yes, yes.
Are there angels watching over me?
Yes, yes. We're watching.
Sometimes I feel like someone is here helping me. Do I have guardian angels? Tell me, please. Can this be? Is someone telling the angels where to go, what to do? Telling them to watch over me and to watch over you. I don't know for sure if they're real or who they are. I wonder, is it really true that they live beyond the stars?
Are there angels watching over me?
Are there really angels?
Are they here but
watching over me?
Are there angels watching over me?
Are they really real?
Are they really real? Please tell me, can this be?
Are there angels watching over me?
Yes, we're watching over you.
There were times I was in danger and I needed help. Someone helped me. I wasn't alone.
I wasn't by myself.
I don't know who they are. Do they live beyond the stars?
Are there angels watching?
Watching
over me?
Are they angels?
Are they here but my eyes cannot
see? That I can't see.
Are there angels watching over
me? Are there angels helping me?
Are they really, really? Please tell me. Can this
This is the black girl, your angel, watching over you in the classroom. Studio classroom, that is. Bye-bye, friends.